Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good afternoon. Happy Sunday, everybody. It's DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown Sexy. You're tuning in to WBMG Radio. My authors today are going to be, well, my guest today just happened to be two authors. And one of the gentlemen is also a poet. And that would be Sean Hudson and Ismael R. Brown. And
good
I
evening.
Think they're on the lines right now. Ismael, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
All right, Sean, are you there as well?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, guys, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I see y'all was anxious to get started. Ismael just texted me, said, yo, I'm on the line, man. All I hear is music. Yeah, but I actually done started to sit early, so I'm glad you was early, man. Glad you was early. All right, so for everybody that tuning in for the first time, it's DJ Gatsby. It's WBMG Radio. Which the podcast, online radio show that I do every Sunday, 6:30 to 7:00, authors, some of my guests, people in music, sports, and entertainment as well. This week, as I said before, we have author Ismael R. Brown, as well as author and poet Sean Hudson. I'm going to give a big shout out to my guests from last week. We had Mel Robinson, also K.D. McGregor. They were on talking about the upcoming literary event that's going to be held at the Dwyer Cultural Center on March 29th. We'll get into that a little later. But first we have Ismael R. Brown. I'm going to talk to you first. Sean, I'll get to you in a few minutes. Anybody's out there listening, you want to call in and talk to these guys or have a question or a comment, the number to call in is 917-889-2866. Just call in, I'll shout out your area code, and I'll put you on the air with the others. But, Ismael, man, thanks for coming to the show. Appreciate you being here, man.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm very excited to, you know, just have this dialogue and just continue to push my brand and just to welcome new viewers.
All right. We met last week down in Harlem. We did a video interview. That was really nice, too, man. I had a lot of fun doing that, man. That was cool. That was real cool. We actually covered a lot of questions that were ordinarily asked an author during an interview. We had two parts to it. Those interviews footage got approved for BronxNet TV for my upcoming TV show on there, and it will be part of my pilot show when it launches either later this month or in April. So thanks, guys, for doing such a great job. And I look forward to letting you know when those shows are going to air on BronxNet so you guys can check them out and have your friends and readers tune in. So, Ismael, for everybody who doesn't know you, man, and what you do, tell my listeners who you are, where you're from, and what is it that you do?
My name is Ismael R. Brown. I'm an author hailing from Jacksonville, Florida. I recently relocated to the greater New York area. I'm extremely happy to be here, but through my writing, I've been able to publish my first book in October of 2016, titled My Own Worst Enemy, A Black Man's American Story. And through this piece, it's actually my navigation of manhood, overcoming circumstances that America said I'd be as an African-American, overcoming those societal standards and really finding out the true definition of self-love while assuming ownership for the mistakes I made across a variety of relationships.
Okay, yeah, we did touch upon that. We're going to talk specifically about the title of that book and some of the things you're dealing with during the book. But talk to me a bit about your upbringing. I didn't get a chance to ask you, you said you were from Fort Lauderdale. I don't know if you were born there. But tell us a little bit about your upbringing and your education. You sound like a very intelligent, articulate young brother. And specifically, I got those responses from those who saw your interview. But I didn't get a chance to find out a little bit about your childhood, how you got into writing, and your education. So tell us a little bit about your childhood, where you grew up, how you grew up, and how you got into writing.
Absolutely. So, again, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I was raised in a single-parent home. My mom, she did any and everything she could possibly do in order to give me the lessons to be an adult. One thing I respected about my mom throughout that entire process, she admitted verbally that, hey, I can't teach you to be a man, but I can give you the necessary tools to survive and also put you in positions to where you can meet men that you have a great respect for and to learn from them. And that's what she did. My father and I, we had a very explosive relationship growing up. Him and I actually have been working on repairing that since the release of the book. Within the book, there's a chapter dedicated to him called Dear Dad, I Failed You. And the premise of that was speaking towards me blaming him my entire life, but again, taking responsibility for, you know, the mistakes that I made through the demise of our relationship. From an educational standpoint, I went to the University of Central Florida in Orlando and got my bachelor's in marketing.
Okay. Now, you touched a little bit on your upbringing, you know, relationship with your dad and the fact that, you know, your mom pretty much raised you on her own. What got you into writing? I understand you lived your story and it's pretty much about a lot of struggles you had, but what motivated you to actually find the time and patience and dedication? Because it takes a lot to write. I know that.
Right.
What motivated you to find the time, dedication, and patience to actually write this book?
This book actually started because I was going through a lot and I had bought into the concept of Titanism. Especially in the Black community, we raise our young boys to be strong, to not really articulate their emotions and not to be too in tune with the ideal of self. Having that entire mindset and buying into that idea, like I don't cry, I don't feel anything. And as I got older, I started to implode. So not truly understanding how to express myself verbally, I began to write out what I was going through. And through that expression, it was uninterrupted, it was unadulterated, and it was unfiltered. And I didn't have anyone giving their opinions on my raw feelings. So that's how the process began. And I had a lady, a wonderful lady who's a mentor of mine, Dr. Jilla Teart. She was a book publisher, and she reached out to me about something completely different, and I showed her what I was working on, and she invested in planting a seed, and it was like, hey, you can become an author, because that was something that was nowhere on my radar. So thanks to her for telling me that that was a possibility. I'm now an author.
Wow, man, this is a powerful story, man. I like that. Big shout out to her. Big shout out to your mentor, man. Listen, I'm going to get back to you in just a minute. You got Sean on the line still. So, Sean, you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Sorry.
Right, yeah.
I'm right here.
All right. Well, you heard me talk to Ishmael a little bit about his story and how he got to writing this book. We'll get back to him in a minute. I won't you sitting there too long. And So we're going to get back to Ishmael in just a minute. But, Sean, man, welcome to the show, my brother. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, now, Sean is another one of the authors that I had an opportunity to interview on camera in Harlem earlier this week. As I told you before, that footage I was shooting for BoxNet TV, the upcoming talk show that I have on there, it's going to be part of a pilot. And I thank you guys for doing such a great job and making the interview so easy yet interesting enough for, the producers at BoxNet to feel like it was something that they were willing to allow me to do on my talk show once it gets launched. So thanks again. Now, Sean, I know we talked earlier this week, but tell our listeners pretty much who you are, where you're from, and what is it that you do.
Okay. Well, first, my name is Sean Hudson. I'm from the Bronx, New York. I love to write. I love to listen to music, really. I just love art and love life, really. Pretty much my upbringing is, I grew up in the Soundview section of the Bronx, Sacramento Housing Projects. The funny thing is with writing, I got held over in the first grade because I didn't know how to read and write.
Okay.
And thanks to my mom, you know, shout out to her. She stayed up with me like 30 minutes every night reading with me so I could get better at it. And she always told me, you know, put yourself in the book, you know, and that was what made it more interesting to me. I graduated from the Eagle Academy for Young Men. I graduated from Monroe College with a bachelor's degree in business management and associate's degree in business administration. And right now I'm living a dream that I want as a self-published author and poet. And I'm on this show right now. I never thought this day would come.
All right. I like that plug right there, man. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. I appreciate you saying that, man.
Thank you.
Now, you heard Ishmael talk about his situation, strained relationship with his dad, growing up with his mom pretty much. How was your upbringing? Tell me the schools you went to, but how was your upbringing, and what led you to being to start writing?
Well, the schools I went to PS 100. It's my elementary school. I went to 131 for a year before my parents put me in Holy Cross Catholic School, then Eagle Academy for Young Men, and Monroe College. But pretty much I grew up with my mom, stepdad. You know, I don't even like to say stepdad. That's just my dad, you know, because it's not about who made you. It's about who raised you, you know. That's my dad right there. Love him too. I would say my upbringing was good. It wasn't easy because of where we live. You know, there's plenty of nights we used to have to sleep on the. I used to have to sleep on the floor in the living room to duck gunshots and everything. So you know, it's living in projects is never easy. You know, but my parents always pushed me to be better. You know, and never let nobody influence you or, you know, be something that you're not intended to be, you know.
Okay.
And I thank them for that.
Yeah, big shout out to your family, man. You're right. And I know the Sambu says, you know, the Bronx, you know, the Bronx is a tough neighborhood to grow up in, man. And a lot of people don't make it out of there or successful doing other things, man. But, you know, I know your family's very proud of you, the success that you've had so far. You know, being a young man who's trying to make a life for himself. And once again, everybody, it's DJ Gaffney, WBMG Radio Show. My guests are Arthur Sean Hudson, also Ishmael R. Brown. They're here talking about their latest books and the upcoming event that they're going to be attending. Now, Ishmael, your book, you gave me a copy of the book, but I ended up not leaving with it. Because K.D. McGregor ended up with my copy. So K.D. ended up with my copy for some reason. Ishmael, I got your book, and I heard that we're going to talk about that in a minute. Now, Ishmael, your book is a book of poetry, and it's entitled Death of the Stereotype. Is that correct? Sean, you still there?
Yes. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was talking about the title of your book.
I thought you were talking to Ishmael. Sorry about that, man.
No, I got Ishmael's book. He gave me a copy. He didn't sign it, so I wanted to get the signature. I didn't get it signed, but hopefully I'll get that done on the 29th at the Litmus event at the Dwight Center in Harlem. But so I want to talk to you really quickly about your book.
Okay.
And I don't have it written, but the title of your book is The Death of the Stereotype?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
tell us a little bit about that book. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real quick, first, I'm going to make sure you get an autographed copy when we meet again.
I'll follow on that one.
concept, I know you will. But the concept of Death of the Stereotype is just really like a collection of poetry that I've wrote over the course of 3 to 4 years. I was working on it and from 2016 up until late last year. And pretty much it's the whole theme of the book is to peel back the layers and to kill the stereotypes that we have, that I have about myself and the stereotypes that are about us as black men in America. you know, because, like, similar to what Ishmael was talking about, some of the challenges in his book, you know, and the things that he was going through, I've had some of the similar, same obstacles in my way, you know, as far as the father situation, as far as the environment that we grow up in, you know, and the fact that we're taught as young black men to hide our emotions. That's something that definitely is detrimental to us as well. And I feel like death is a stereotype. We kill stereotypes every day just by us being ourselves and defying what society, you know, feels that we're supposed to be. You know, so that's really the premise of the book.
Yeah, we mentioned that. You mentioned that during the interview that we caught on camera. We talked about some of the stereotypes that black men and women, people of color, live through every day. And you know, we want to end those stereotypes, but you know that process starts at home, because a lot of times we live up to those stereotypes and we earn those stereotypes, and they're rightfully so. But we shouldn't have to suffer by the stereotypes that people and labels that people put on us, man. So definitely, man, the book is powerful. I mean, you read a piece from the book. I'm looking to you know, hear you read more of your poetry and meet you guys again at the event. And I have a caller on the line. I don't know if she wants a question or if she's just going to listen. Let me just see what she wants to do. All right, caller, on the 404 area code. You have a question or comment for Sean or Ishmael?
I have a comment.
All right, personal, what are your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Judith Griffith. Hi, Jeffrey.
Man, that's my fiancée on the phone. She's trying to thank you for your support, baby, calling in.
Oh, what are
you doing? Hey, you know, I should have recognized that number. Actually, I did, but I don't want to say that. But anyway, Judy, thanks for calling in. And you have a question or comment for either one of these young men?
I have a comment for Sean and Ishmael. I just want to say I'm very, very, very proud of you guys.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of both of you. Because in spite of how you were raised, my God, you chose to write. And that is so awesome. And, you know, because I believe that you guys are going to be an inspiration to so many young men out there. You know, I just want to say to both of you, continue to grow, and I'm sure this is going to take your places. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Judy, thanks for calling. Thanks for that comment. You know, she's making a real good point, man. I didn't get a chance to get to that. But both of you young men, you know, are kind of breaking the stereotypes, and you're stepping out, man, distinguishing yourself from a lot of young writers who are into fiction and who write stories that don't really resonate to change in the black community. So big kudos to you guys for writing those books, man. It's very refreshing, like you said, to see young brothers writing books like this. Ishmael, I'm going to get back to you. Your book, My Own Words to Me, A Black Man's American Story, we talked about it a little bit in the video, and I don't really want to rehash too much of that. But there, on your synopsis, you have 5 points of emphasis, and I want to read those, man, and you can just give me your thoughts on them as we go. The first one says, it says, take the time to look inward to evaluate your own mistakes before considering to blame others. Elaborate on that briefly.
It's just more so about a lesson of taking accountability for your life and your actions. You can't go through life expecting to develop or expecting things to change if you're constantly blaming others for your circumstances. Take Sean and I, for example. We didn't allow how we were raised to determine the outcome or the trajectory of our life. So we took accountability for our actions moving forward. So that's what that's about.
Okay. The next point says, it is a great blunder to teach boys not to cry or show emotion. It says, goes on to say, the lack of emotional awareness builds a ticking time bomb that is just waiting to implode. Again, elaborate on that point.
It's my point about being raised to basically to be emotionally unavailable. We're literally raising our young boys to be psychopaths, and in that, you're just a ticking time bomb waiting to explode. But before you get to that portion, you're imploding on the inside. You're feeling all of these things that you have no words for because no one taught you how to utilize your vocabulary to express yourself emotionally.
Okay, and there's a few more, but I'm going to read this one. It says, love and forgive yourself. No matter what ill-advised choices you make in life, it's all a part of your journey. You're basically telling these young brothers to love and forgive yourself no matter what choices you make. Speak on that briefly.
If you don't love yourself, how can you expect others to love you? And that's more so what that's based on. And understanding that you're not perfect, it's a part of your life to make mistakes, but it's also your responsibility to learn from those mistakes as they're learning lessons and they're things that are going to sharpen you moving forward so you can reach back to the generation behind you or to your peers around you or even your elders in front and ahead of you to give them your lessons because all of us have our own stories to tell. So it's a matter of being confident who you are, loving yourself and operating in love and being the embodiment of love.
Wow. Very, very impressive. Very impressive, man. You guys are you're showing wisdom well beyond your years. You and Sean with the books that you're writing and, you know, the message that you're trying to pervade to the readers. As I said before, it's DJ Gaffney, WBNG Radio Show. We're here every Sunday, 6:30 to 7:00. Today's our guests are Arthur Sean Hudson and also Ishmael R. Brown. Sean, I'm going to get to you in just a second about your book, but I want, Ishmael, I want you to, I love the way you answered this question before when I spoke to you concerning the message that you're trying to portray to young black men as well to all the readers who may pick up this book. What is the message you're trying to portray, and what would you like people to take from your book once they read it?
That struggle knows no color. This is a story about being an underdog and going through oppressive ways and overcoming and understanding that I have to take accountability for my actions moving forward. That's the biggest takeaway that I would love for people to receive from my book and my messaging. But I also understand, you know, throughout the years and receiving reviews and different calls, emails, that people read this and each of them take something differently away. And that provides me perspective on what I wrote. So I'm appreciative of their answers.
Wow. Yeah, again, man, the title of the book is My Own Worst Enemy, a Black Man's Black Story. And he's posing the question for his readers, man, are you your own worst enemy? Sean.
Yes.
Don't get too comfortable over there. I'm back to you, guys. Don't get too comfortable. I'm back to you. Now, you also said you had written other books, and you currently have a novel that you're working on now that's due to be released later this year. Tell us a little bit about the previous books that you've written. I didn't get a chance to ask you about some of the previous books. So, fill me in on a couple of books that you've written before that your readers can look for.
Okay. Well, the first four books I released was a series called By Any Means. It's an urban fiction series based on a character by the name of Jamal. You know, his parents died at a young age. And he's basically, the premise of it is he's running the streets, you know, but then after a while, he figures that he needs to get his life together. So the whole story, the whole series of the book is him learning how to be a man. And even though he's trying to change his life at the same time, you know, some of the things, some of the choices that we make, the consequences are always going to reappear at certain points in our lives, the most inconvenient moment. And the whole point of that series is to, you know, show people that it's easy to just go and say, you know what, these kids are the problem, but it's us as a community. We got to come together and help each other. And that's pretty much the point of By Any Means. That was the first four books I did. Then I did Poetic Thoughts of a Young Black Genius, which was my first poetry collection. and I did Poetic Thoughts of a Rebel, which was a re-release of that book with a few illustrations and a few new poems in it that also dealt with a lot of political and social issues at that time. And okay. Now you have Death of the Stereotype, you know, which is my last collection of poetry for a while.
Okay. Now, you did say you were working on a novel that's going to be released later this year. What was the title of that book, and what can your readers look forward to getting from that once it's released?
Then the novel I'm working on right now is called Just Us, and I'm aiming to release it in June. It's okay. Pretty much a story where, you know, where you're going to have this woman who is combating police brutality in a systematic manner, and her boyfriend is going to have to come to grips with some of his demons at the same time when a tragedy strikes. And he's going to have to form an alliance with someone that he's not really fond of because of his own biases and everything. And the whole thing the whole point I want people to take away from this is that we as a community, not just black people, but people in general, we got to learn to put our differences aside. And sometimes we have to question, why do we have biases against each other? Even if the person looks like me, why do I dislike this person? And then when you realize it, it's like, wait a minute, I hated this person for nothing, for absolutely nothing. They're just like me. And that's what I want people to take away from that release right there.
All right. Okay. All right. So we're going to wrap it up right now, man. Sean, can you tell people where they can follow you on social media, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and buy your books?
Okay. You can follow me at RBG Books 1992 on Instagram. You can also find me on Sean Hudson on Facebook. And you can purchase my books available on Amazon.com.
All right. And Ishmael, same question to you, man. Where can people follow you on social media, and where can they purchase your books?
I can be reached on Instagram at Ishmael, ISMAEL underscore Brown. There's a link in my bio that redirects straight towards Amazon where my book is available. And I can also be found on Twitter at Ishmael, ISMAEL underscore Brown 3.
All right. Now, both of you guys are going to be appearing at the Literary Mixer Volume 1. It's been put together by Fever, KDM Publishing, and 010 Management. It's going to take place on March 29th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Dwyer Cultural Center, so West 123rd Street and St. Nicholas Avenue. Authors scheduled to appear are K.D. McGregor, Mel Robinson, Shinobia Alexander, and both of you. So we're going to end the show right now, man. I thank you guys for coming on. It's been a blast.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Two wonderfully talented young brothers, man, that have great writing talents. I'm looking forward to great things, fantastic things from you both. I'm looking to meet you and see you at this event. I will also be there as a host and moderator for some of the book discussions or whatever's going to take place. Man, but for everybody that's out there listening, thank you guys for tuning in to WBMG Radio Show. Again, my guests today were authors and poet Sean Robinson and also author Ishmael R. Brown. Thank you guys. Next week, my guest is going to be author Shinobia Alexander. She's the CEO of Snow Publishing. She's released and or published over 50 novels, and she'll be with us next time. I believe that's the 17th from 6:30 to 7. Yo, Sean, man, thanks for coming through.
All right. No
Ishmael, again, thank you much, man. God bless you, brothers. And I look forward to seeing you on the 29th at the Dwyer Cultural Center for Literary Mix Volume 1. It's DJ Gatsby. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DJ Gatsby X. And join us next week. All right, guys. Peace. Have a good night.
Right.
God bless you.
You too.
And may watch and protect over all of my listeners, family, and friends throughout the week. Good night. God bless.
Never would have made it. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.